Max Nix was 7 years old and the youngest of seven brothers. First came Paul, the eldest and tallest of all seven. Then came Emil, then Otto and Walter and Hugo and Johan. Last came Max. Max's whole name was Maximilian, but because he was only seven, he did not need such a big name. So everybody called him just Max. Max lived with Mama and Papa Nix and his six brothers in a little village called Winkelberg, halfway up a steep mountain. The mountain had three peaks, and on all three peaks, winter and summer, sat caps of snow like three big scoops of vanilla ice cream. On nights when the moon rose round and bright as an orange balloon, you could hear the foxes barking in the dark pine forest high above Max's house. On clear sunlit days, you could see the river winking and blinking far, far below in the valley, small and thin as a silver ribbon. Max liked where he lived. Max was happy, except for one thing. More than anything else in the world, Max Nix wanted a suit of his own.